Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sports Flash. I'm Mark Day, and the hottest team in baseball kept things rolling right along last night.
Swung on, hit deep to right. Way back down the line.
And the hottest team in baseball kept things rolling right along last night.
Swung on, hit deep to right. Way back down the line, and this ball is long gone. It hit a catwalk and came back on the field. It hit the furthest catwalk. What a shot. 2-0 Red Sox.
In the top of the first inning, David Ortiz swatted his 37th big fly of the season. Joe Castiglione, Red Sox Radio, Boston jumping on Chris Archer for all the runs they'd need. Drew Pomeranz, five relievers, holding the Rays to six hits and a 2-1 Boston win, their ninth in a row. Sox magic number in the American League East down to four. The Indians magic number now three in the Central. Cleveland rocked the White Sox 10-4. As for the West, Texas looking to clinch, but the A's, Kendall Graveman, perfect in Oakland until the top of the seventh.
First offering to Adrian, driven high and deep to left field. This one is gone. Way back in the lower seating bowl. A line drive home run down the left field line for Adrian Beltre. His 31st home run of the season. RBIs 99 and 100. Rangers lead 3-0.
Matt Hicks on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. 3-0 the final as Beltre and company wrapped up a second straight division title.
It feels great. It feels great. Obviously, we work hard to get where we are right now. Obviously, it's only the first step to get what we want to accomplish. And, we're looking forward to the challenge.
AB on Fox Sports Southwest after Cole Hamels went 7 to win his 15th. Elsewhere, the Blue Jays made short work of the Yankees 9-0. Troy Tulowitzki, a two-run single in the bottom of the first. Toronto still leading the AL wildcard race, one game better than the Tigers, who clawed past the Royals 8-3. Detroit's a half game up on the Orioles. Baltimore in 12 innings got by the Diamondbacks 3-2. It was the Mariners all over the Twins 10-1. Angels 10 and the Astros 6. National League, Padres 7, Giants 2. San Francisco now 7 behind the Dodgers, who topped the Rockies 5-2 and cut their magic number down to 2. Nationals magic number still 2, lost to the Pirates 6-5 at 11. The Mets doubled up the Phillies 10-5. New York, the number one wild card by a game over San Francisco. Cardinals a half game out of a playoff spot. They got shut out by the Cubs 5-0. Braves beat the Marlins 3-2 for their seventh straight win. And the Brewers turned back the Reds 5-4. College football, number 24, Utah, a touchdown pass with 16 seconds left, eking out a 31-27 win over Southern Cal. Third-ranked Louisville plays at Marshall tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern time on CBS Sports Network. Golf, Dustin Johnson, a one-shot lead going into the third round of the season-ending PGA Tour Championship. I'm Mark Renee.
Hi, this is Rich Ackerman. Can't make it through the game? Tailgate with us, Ion College Football, today, noon to 8 Eastern on CBS Sports Radio.
Time for Montgomery's newest hunting and fishing show, Cast and Blast.
Got one.
Cast and Blast with longtime hunting guide Steve Long and co-host Rob Newman will tell you where to find the big game and what are the best and newest hunting and fishing techniques and the latest equipment to help you bring home your trophy. Cast and Blast, every Saturday morning, 7 to 9, and replayed every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Cast and Blast, brought to you by Bama Budweiser, Alpha Insurance, and the Alabama Poultry and Egg Association. Now, Steve Long and Rob Newman bring you Cast and Blast on Sports Radio 740 and SportsRadio740.com.
We'll be right back.
Good morning, Montgomery and Central Alabama. Welcome to Cast and Blast Outdoors, and also good morning to South Alabama. You're listening to Cast and Blast Outdoors right here on Sports Radio 740 and the Power Pig 101.1. That's right. This Saturday, every Saturday, we talk a little hunting, a little fishing, a little bit of Alabama outdoors. And you can be a part of the show. All you got to do is pick up that phone and call us 240-9230 or 1-800-239-9544. 72 degrees in downtown Montgomery right now. We got blue skies this morning. Rob, how are you?
I'm doing okay, Steve.
I see, man. Rob's over there texting on his phone this morning. We're getting prepared. I had a long week. I don't know about you, but I had an event with QDMA in Birmingham Thursday night. Got to see all the who's and who's nots of Birmingham Thursday night at a place called Haven, downtown Birmingham. We had a banquet. We had a drawdown. We had a huge event in Birmingham. And, I mean, the people came out. They supported it. But I was real excited. I had Dan Moultrie show up. And Dan and them supported our event. They gave us items for the event. And
what, did they give you a deer camera, feeder?
Several. We raised a lot of money for the Quality Deer Management Association.
There you go.
Thursday night. But I want to thank Dan. I tell you what, he's a great guy. You know, Dan's been a very successful man in the outdoors and in the outdoor industry, but if you meet him, you wouldn't know it. He's a very humble man, and that's what I appreciate about him.
Yeah,
not only that, Rob, his daughter's taking over the business, and she's a young lady, but very smart, very attractive, and she's going to do well in that industry.
Well, her daddy definitely set her up.
Absolutely, absolutely.
If she can be set up.
Saw Bob Coker, World Deer Expo.
Brother Bob, how's Bob doing?
Bob's doing good. He was on the committee and doing a good job greeting people, looking sharp as usual, and basic business, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, he's all business up there in Birmingham. He's done that Birmingham Deer Show up there for a number of years. I mean, really and truly. Well, how many years has it been, Steve? It's been 31?
31 years for the World Deer Expo.
You sound like Coker.
I'm going to tell you what. Before he had the expo this year, 1 week I traveled 5 states, Mississippi, Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee. And it was 2 weeks before the expo. And I'm going to tell you, Rob, every city I was in, World Deer Expo.
Mm-hmm.
So me and the guys, we called him the Alexander Shannara of Expos. He got that name out there.
That's a good title for Bob, I guarantee you.
He's a great guy.
He does a good job.
Had a big event. And you know what? Come October 27th, this branch right here, the Black Belt Branch, is going to have an event on a Thursday night at the Shriners Temple right there off the bypass.
Yep, know where that is.
It's going to be fun. And guess what, Rob?
What?
More fun.
Well, it sounds like if it's going to be that much fun, I need to be there.
You will be there, Rob Newman. You will be there.
What's the date?
October 27th. You can get information at Walter Craig, even though it's not in there yet. It will be in there by Monday. So if you're interested in going, there'll be some contact info at Walter Craig, and you can get it. And while you're there, buy something.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's that time of year, Rob. Today is September 24th. We got big ball games this weekend. We love our college football. In the hunting world, we got a little bit going on. We got squirrel season in right now. But it's 21 days until bow season.
Yeah, 21 days till bow season. But, you know, we got goose season in this morning. Got a few folks out there goose hunting this morning.
Okay, so
ain't no sense of looking at the guide, Steve. You got some big dogs goose hunting this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
We got rabbit season.
We got squirrel. Of course, if you want to go pop a coon, you can.
Teal.
Yeah, that's right. We got teal going on.
Yep, got
dove.
Teal.
I've heard of a lot of folks still doing the dove shoots.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, people, and then again, there have been some people that have been trying to put on a shoot now since the opening weekend, which would have been three Saturdays ago. Still can't seem to manage to get enough doves in there to have the shoot. Hopefully that's going to happen real soon, but I am excited. Steve, tell me something else since you got the handbook, the Hunter's Digest in front of you.
Right.
When does duck season come in?
Duck season. You asked about duck. How about November 25th? You know, you get those 2 days that weekend, November 25th and 26th. And then after that, it's December 3rd through January 29th. So you have a little week shutdown. But you know what the limit is on ducks a day?
It's three Woody's.
Six ducks a day may include no more than four mallards, no more than two of which may be female, three wood ducks, one mottled duck, one black duck, two redheads, two pintails, two canvasback, and how do you say that? Scops? Three scops? I don't know what a scop is.
What if you shoot one duck thinking it's another duck, and the duck you shoot's out of season?
Obey the law. It's not out of season, Rob. All your ducks come in September 25th.
Steve, listen to me, son. You got a bunch of folks going out there teal hunting this morning. And they fly in, and they think they're teal.
Well, they better shoot a teal.
And they're not teal.
Then they're breaking the law.
Well, okay. I'm glad you clarified that.
That's why Steve and Rob are on the radio this morning, not shooting ducks, right?
Yeah. Well.
But I've seen a lot of pictures of a lot of, and you're right, Rob, till September 30th, we got the geese.
And just go ahead and break it on down one time, Steve. We got the special youth deer hunting season coming up. A friend of ours, one of our loyal listeners, said that it seemed he did not see it in the digest. But Steve, right here, very clearly, it states November 11th through the 14th.
That's gun season deer, correct?
Correct. Kid, youth, under 16.
There you go. And folks, bow season's coming in October 15th, but Rob, there's an exception to the rule.
Well, there's really no exception. It comes in statewide. You just can't shoot a buck for 10 days.
No, you got it backwards.
What's that?
You can't shoot a doe for 10
days.
That's
what I meant.
And, Rob, by the way, folks, this morning I saw Rob at the door. I let Rob in. And God bless him. He was having a great morning. He's driving his wife's vehicle and just keys couldn't find him. And it was just – but when he stepped out of the truck, it looked like he came out of GQ magazine. Rob, I don't know where you got that haircut at, but, buddy, you got your money's worth.
Steve, these haircuts are available. All you got to do is just ask for it, okay? Or don't ask for it, and this is what you'll get.
What happened, Rob? Tell us the story.
I told you that I was out of town.
Yeah.
Went to the same barbershop, but a different lady was in there working, and I just sat down and said, hey, you know, what's the computer say? She says, well, it says this, this, and this. I said, okay, my wife doesn't like it too short. About the last thing I said, and 30 minutes later, I wake up from being in the chair, hair all over the ground.
Yeah.
And she has absolutely skinned my head.
Yeah.
I mean, skin it, son.
She did it. You know, you got that little patch, that island up in the front.
You can't see it anymore, so short.
Well, at least it's not gray. Turn to the side there, Rob. You get a little gray. You know, I'm getting a lot of gray there on my clown sides.
Why don't you take it on down to about a number one?
I tried that one time, Rob. It took about a year and a half to grow back.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
Well, this is the first time I've been out of the house since I've had my hair cut. So if that tells you anything.
Well, what you going to do, go back home and watch games all day after this?
Until next weekend.
Yeah.
I won't be going out much.
Got a big ball game right down the road in Auburn this evening. And matter of fact, they're right around the corner from us right now, staying at the Renaissance.
Is LSU down there, too?
I don't know where LSU is. Who cares?
Budgetail.
They just better be ready.
Budgetail in. Yeah, we're going to be ready today. We've been waiting for this game all year.
Oh, absolutely.
And we're going to be fired up ready
to win. I believe it's lose or leave town, isn't it?
Well, one of them's going to have to go. But I think Gus is going to stay on the bus.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I really am. I feel good about this one.
Well, I tell you what, Rob, if they can stop the run, Auburn's going to win.
Oh, yeah.
And the defense looks better. Just got to get a little offense.
Ain't no doubt. Well, we got the offense. We just got to get the right calls in.
I don't know about that.
Right quarterback.
And, of course, Alabama's playing Kent State.
Who's that?
I agree, Rob. I agree. Why?
I mean, didn't Nick Saban go to Kent State?
Graduated there. Why?
He did graduate?
Yeah, he graduated. If he didn't, who cares? You're making $7 million.
I didn't see his graduation certificate, so I don't know.
It don't matter, does it?
Kent State, where are they? Where are they from?
Up north.
Oh, Lord.
I think Ohio.
They don't know how to play ball up there.
Well, you got some like Michigan, Wisconsin. But you're right, Rob. I mean, it's like playing Arkansas
Ohio State. I know y'all are really worried about them. Why didn't you mention Ohio State?
What do you mean?
Because they're going to beat Alabama. I mean, they say y'all are going to be going down
to
the wire.
We're not on the schedule.
Huh?
They don't play us. We're not on the schedule.
Oh, I know. I realize that.
Hey, man, it's a long way to go.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, what about your word?
It's a long way to go, and y'all got to get through Kent State. So, just week by week, Steve.
Well, the rest of our schedule looks pretty easy, especially November 26th. So.
Who do y'all play then? Faulkner or somebody?
I don't think they're as good as Faulkner or Troy, but some team down the road.
Yep. How about high school football game last night, Steve?
You know, I didn't get to watch too much of it. I thought about going to a game, and I didn't. Oh, Lord. I should have. Did you go?
Tried to watch.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.